Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina astafa. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, inshallah, just for our session tonight, I wish to continue from where we had left off in our Jumu'ah session today. One very beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recorded in the Jami' Tirmizi or even Sunan Tirmizi, narrated by Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala an. And he says that it was the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that very frequently he would make dua with these words. And he would say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min qalbin la yakhsha'u. O Allah, I seek refuge in you, I seek your protection from a heart that is not humble to you, from a heart that shows no humility to you, the heart that has become fearless. Allah save us. And then he said, I seek your protection min du'a'in la yasma'u, from a du'a that is not accepted. That every time I lift up my hands, my condition is such that you don't answer to my call, you don't answer my du'a. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also save us from this condition. And then he said, wa min nafsin la tashba'u, I seek refuge in you from a soul that is never satisfied. He is never ever satisfied. And then finally he said, وَمِنْ عِلْمٍ لَا يَنْفَعُ, and from knowledge that is of no benefit. These four conditions are very serious conditions. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Any one of them is enough to snatch away from us hidayat. Any one from the conditions is enough to snatch away from us hidayat, guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, the very next name, the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we wish to cover is Al-Hadi. Al-Hadi. And so it is actually part of the same topic. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from a heart that does not take heed, that has become fearless, that has become very daring. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Allahu Akbar. And this was explained also in the morning, that the heart comes from the root word taqallub. And taqallub means something that is fluctuating and flipping. It is changing all the time. Now when a person has this heart, this qalb inside him, that habitually he is there rebelling against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also punishes him in this dunya. Allah also punishes him in this dunya. And the punishment is mentioned in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. As for that person who becomes blind from the remembrance of Rahman. وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ. As for that person who becomes blind from the remembrance of Rahman. Who is Rahman? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا. Then as a punishment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assigns for him a devil. Allah assigns for him a shaitan, a devil. فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينَ. And then this devil is with him, like how you are handcuffed. Like how you are handcuffed. The shaitan is with you all the time. This is what the Quran is saying. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَيَسُدُّونَهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. Allah save us. Allah says, what will happen is that whenever there is someone telling him that this is right, the shaitan, the devil, will make him see right as wrong. The shaitan will make him see right as wrong. And when he sees right as wrong, the Quran is saying, وَيَحْسَبُونَ. And inside him, he thinks he is right, and the rest of the world is wrong. The Maulanas are wrong, the Imams are wrong, the Mullahs are wrong, Aliyazu Billah, the teachers of Madrasa are wrong, this kitab written by that Mauli Sahab is wrong, that person is wrong, this is wrong, everybody is wrong. So who is right? Only that which the shaitan will tick for him. The devil will tick for him, only that person becomes right. And so that is why, my respected brothers, those who don't have iman, they are out of the equation. They are out of the equation. We don't even talk about them. But the real challenge is for the people of iman. This is what the Quran is saying. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that don't sit in your comfort zone, don't think that everything is fine. Just because right now we are performing salah, right now we come to the masjid, right now we are doing certain things and that is enough. Allahu Akbar. We can never ever repay Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his worth. Never ever. And a person should always be having this fear, all the time. And this fear, khashiyat, is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A very, very great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The scholars have mentioned one of the reasons why a person becomes like this, where he wants to disobey or he wants to commit sins, indulge in things that are not right, not accepted in Islam, is because of four things. The shaitan pushes him and he takes four things very, very lightly. And when you open the door of these four things, that is the time the door of guna opens, the door of sins open. When you open these four things, four gates, which you can easily control, but when he pushes you to the limits, that is the time a person will want to commit sins. And that is the time sometimes the heart, the qalb of a human being is attacked. So we have to be very careful. The heart that is fearless, we can't be that. Right now you know that when you wake up in the morning, times are changing very, very fast from winter to summer now. Winter to summer. And these are the times that we have to really be careful of our salah times. That our salah should not be qadha. Because times are changing very fast. Sunday time will change. This Sunday time will change. Now where was Fajr Salah? Now your Fajr Salah, the sun rises before 6 o'clock. The sun rises before 6 o'clock. 5:57. Before you would set your alarm and say the sun is rising at this time, never mind the Jamaat time in the masjid, I'm just saying what time the sun rises. To make sure that your salah is not qadha. But when that person, his heart is fearless, that he doesn't care, these are the signs. That his heart is not humble to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he's not bothered. He's not bothered what time the sun rises. He's not mindful. He's not careful of his duty that he needs to stand up. And he needs to bow down to his creator. And he needs to prostrate. And he owes a minimum of 4 sujood to his Rabb, to his Allah who has given him everything. That is his duty. And when he sleeps, he understands, I have to set my alarm. This is the alarm clock, I have to set it, I have to wake up. That is what you call a heart which is connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is regular and he is punctual. So we have to be very, very careful, my respected brothers. These 4 things, if we can understand, inshallah, it will really help us. Number 1, sometimes a person will succumb to the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he thinks that nobody is watching me. What does he think? Nobody is watching. At this moment, nobody is watching me. And so he feels comfortable. The shaitan makes him feel comfortable. There's nobody watching me. But he forgets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also answers him in the Quran. And the Quran is ajeeb kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Fajr, Inna rabbaka labil mirsad. Inna rabbaka labil mirsad. Allah is saying that you think that nobody is watching you, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is observing you all the time. Allah is observing you all the time. Allah's focus is on you all the time. Mufassirin have explained the meaning of mirsad. What is mirsad? Mirsad means that when you are a hunter, and you want to target an animal, and you are very quiet hiding, and your eyes are locked, and your eyes are locked to the target. Your eyes are locked to the target. You know you have a target, your eyes are locked to that target. And if somebody is talking to you, there is no attention, but your eyes, you won't blink. Your aim is at that target. That is called mirsad. What is it called? Allah is saying that Allah is watching you in the sense of mirsad. How is He watching you? That the target is fixed on you. The target is fixed on you. Don't you even think for 1 minute that nobody is watching you. That is level number 1. That when he feels that nobody is watching me. And then after that, the shaitan makes him feel that if I commit this sin, nobody will know. Nobody will have any information of this sin. Nobody will know. That is why it's very, very difficult now. Wallahi, in the year, in 2017, if a person is praying salah, mashallah, and he takes control of his eyes and his limbs, then he is the wali of Allah. What is he? The wali of Allah. The wali of Allah. Wallahi. He is a great human being, even if he does not pray tahajjud. Otherwise, it's very difficult. And he thinks that nobody will have any information of the wrong that I am doing, of the guna that I will do. So the shaitan tells him, who will find out? Nobody knows. To that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds, Surah Ra'd ki ayat, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah knows of the treachery or the betrayal of your eyes. Allah knows of the khiyanat, the treachery or the betrayal of your eyes, and that which you conceal in your heart, and that which you are hiding inside your heart. Even that Allah knows. So when you think nobody knows, Allah knows everything about your eyes and Allah knows everything about your heart. And then number three, the shaitan tells him that look around you, there is nobody around you. There is nobody around you, you are alone. There is nobody around you. Nobody is watching you. Nobody will have the knowledge of this action that you're going to do. And then there is nobody that is around you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also answers to this. Allah says, مَا يَكُونُ مِن نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ وَلَا خَمْسَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ سَادِسُهُمْ وَلَا أَدْنَى مِن ذَلِكْ وَلَا أَكْثَرَ إِلَّا هُوَ مَعَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كَانُوا. There is no secret consultation that takes place between three, but Allah is the fourth. There is no secret consultation that takes place between five, but Allah is the sixth. And nothing great and nothing less in numbers, but Allah is with you wherever you are. This is what the Quran is saying. So not even for one moment should a person think that there is nobody around me. There is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala around you. And the ulama have mentioned number four is when a person becomes, I'm going to say it in Urdu, it sounds nice. It sounds nice. When a person becomes be sharam, what does he become? Be sharam. When a person is be sharam. Be sharam means when the quality of bashfulness is not there. When he loses shyness. When he loses shyness. Good morals are out. He becomes immoral. He becomes immoral. He becomes behaya. And he becomes so behaya. You know, sometimes you'll find when the father says to the children, don't do this, beta, don't do this. But the child has become so besharam and behaya, and the devil that is inside him has become so big and fat that he looks at the father's eyes and he says, I will. What are you going to do? What does he say? I will. What are you going to do? Kar lo jo karna ho. Who is going to stop me? Who is going to stop me? Who is going to stop me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, إِنَّ أَخْذَهُ أَلِيمٌ شَدِيدٌ. Be careful when Allah grips you. When Allah holds you to task, then that is very, very severe and very painful. It is very severe and very painful. Pakhana nikal jata hai, peshab nikal jati hai. Kya hai? Pakhana nikal jata hai? You will urinate and you will become impure. When Allah grips a person, إِنَّ أَخْذَهُ أَلِيمٌ شَدِيدٌ. And that is why the ulama say, usually these are the four things that make that person in his heart feel that, you know what, chalo yaar, theek hai, it's okay, fine, let me go ahead and do this. But we have to have that realization. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that understand that, have that heart in which there is fear. Now when you have fear in your heart, you don't need your mauli sahab, you don't need your imam, you don't need your wife, you don't need your father, mother, you don't need, you know, anything. You are walking with this light, you have the fear of Allah, and that fear of Allah is there. That ingredient is there to stop you from doing something that is wrong. And that is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, I seek refuge in you from a heart that is not humble to you, Allah. That does not submit to you, O Allah. When Churchill, Winston Churchill, when he was on his deathbed, someone said to him that, are you ready to visit your maker or to see your maker? He said, don't ask me this question. I am Winston Churchill. Is God ready to see me and meet me? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Fir'aun said this, ana rabbukumul a'la. Ana rabbukumul a'la. When your heart is flipping all the time, fluctuating all the time, all the time, all the time. Don't think that just because a Muslim is saying something, it is right. Don't think that just because you watch something on YouTube and it is Muhammad or Ahmad saying something, oh, so the Muslims are there. They can be a group of fasiqeen and fajir that are there. What are they? Fasiq and fajir. Only that is right which is in accordance to Allah and His Rasul. Allah and His Rasul. That is why we have to be so careful. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, There will be four testimonies and gawahi, shahadat, on the day of Qiyamah for each person what he has done. For each person. At four levels, witness will be given. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in His creation, there are those that are watching you. And that they will be the witness for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of what you are doing. Number one. Inna alaykum lahafidheen kiraman katibin ya'lamuna ma tafalun. Allah says, Allah has put watchers. They are watchers over you. And they are the kiraman katibin, noble scribes. They are the angels. Ya'lamuna ma tafalun. And they write everything what you are doing. So whatever you do, they are writing. And then number two, who will give gawahi is the earth that you are walking on. يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. The earth will give gawahi and will testify. Number three, the book of deeds. So he will say, مَا يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَالِ هَذَا الْكِتَابِ. What's the matter with this book? It has registered and recorded everything. لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها. Every single thing is inside your book of deeds. We'll give gawahi of everything. Maybe in this world, a person might have done something wrong and he might get away with it. But if there's no tawbah and that tawbah is not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he's accounted for on the day of Qiyamah. And then number four, the fourth level, shahida alayhim sam'uhum absaruhum wa juluduhum. The eyes, his own eyes will be a witness against him. The ears will be a witness against him. The skin will be a witness against him. This is what the Quran is saying. The skin will obey Allah. The eyes will speak out. The ears will speak out against him that no, this man is lying. And so we have to be very, very careful. And what shaitan really makes a person feel like is that, you know what, I can't change myself for the better. So many people come to me and they say, Mauli Sahab, will you do istikhara? You want to get married and Mauli Sahab does istikhara. Ye baare hai bhai. Shadi usne karni hai, uski biwi ka istikhara Mauli Sahab kare. Tumhare naukar hi baithe hue hai imam log sab. Hum puri raat puri qaum ki istikhara karte hi rahe, raat ko soye hi nahi. List de do bhai imam sahab ko, sab ka istikhara karte rahe. Mauli Sahab, salam alaikum, ASAP, I need to see you. ASAP. What is ASAP? As soon as? I think so. Abhi aap chahiye. Chalo khair, wo chhoro. And subhanallah, Maulana, will you make dua for us? Inshallah, we will make dua. And when you say, why don't you make dua for yourself? No, no, Maulana, I'm a sinful man. No. That is what shaitan makes you believe, that you are a sinful man. He makes you feel that. He wants you to be like that. So that you don't raise your hands in front of Allah. You are not a sinful man. You are an ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You are a very powerful man. Because of you, the day of Qiyamah does not come. That is how powerful you are. A man can change. And Allah says, Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin. Allah does not change the condition of communities and people until that change is there from themselves, inside. When a person changes in, when a person gets that spark, I want to change for the better, mashallah, that's it. Mujhe yaad hai kuch talib ilm madrasa mein ek do thappar his class mein lagi. Kaisi lagi? Ek do thappar. In those days, Maulana could hit, you know, Maulana could hit. It was called the magic stick. What was it called? Swan. With one stick, everybody would learn the sabak. Amazing power the stick had. Mushtaq, you remember that in Preston, don't you? Amazing power. That one stick, ek soti, tak. The next day you know your sabak. The next day you know your sabak. Subhanallah al-Azim. A person can change. That one spark that is inside him, it can change for the better. There was this one young man, an alcoholic. And such an alcoholic, a Muslim, rajulun shabun, min al-Muslimin, a Muslim man, young. And such was his pride that amongst the Muslims, openly he would drink alcohol. He had never heard of Salah. What is Salah? And his friends were all the same people, evil, individuals, thieves and things like that. And he was in the city with a bottle of alcohol drinking. At a distance he saw this man sitting on a donkey. And all of a sudden everybody gathered around him. A nashe ki halat thi. So he said that, why are people crowding against that man? So someone looked at that person and he says, oh, that man is Sha'bi. What is his name? Imam Sha'bi. Imam Sha'bi. So he says, who is Imam Sha'bi? So they said, Imam Sha'bi is the master of hadith. What is he? The master of hadith. Great scholar of hadith. So Imam Sha'bi is here, so everybody is around him. People are there, Muslims were there, wanting to hear the hadith from him. Now this man with alcohol in his arrogance walks in, this young man walks in front of Imam Sha'bi, pushing people out, gets to where Imam Sha'bi is, and looks at Imam Sha'bi and he says to him, who are you? So Hazrat said, I am Sha'bi. So why are people around you? Hazrat said, maybe they want to listen to the hadith. I am a muhaddith. So he said, what is a muhaddith? So Hazrat explained, the one who narrates the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who understands the hadith. Now he was a Muslim. So he said to Imam Sha'bi, okay, read one hadith in front of me. Read one hadith in front of me. A scholar is a scholar. Doctor, doctor hota hai na. So Imam Sha'bi said to him, okay, listen to me very carefully what I will read in front of you. And he says, عن أبي مسعود رضي الله تعالى عن قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا لم تستحي فاصنع ما شئت. And he said that this is from Abu Mas'ud. He narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when shyness is removed from a person, when he becomes immoral, then he can do whatever he wants. Then he can do whatever he wants. Because when there is no haya inside you, this quality of bashfulness is taken out from you, then a person can take his clothes out and walk naked. There is no haya inside him. So Imam Sha'abi said, do you understand what I am saying to you? If there is no haya, then you will do whatever you want. Imam Sha'abi was telling him that you have alcohol holding a bottle here in front, and in the Muslim community you come and you ask and you want to know the hadith. I am telling you the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ajib, the kalam of Allah and the kalam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They hit you straight in the heart. The kalam of Allah and the kalam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is said that when he heard this hadith, this young man moved away and he went home, he did ghusl and he said, I'm going to change for the better. What did he say? I'm going to change for the better. And Allah gave him istiqamat because his intention was good. His intention was good. I will change for the better. And he left his friends and his society and the group of people. And he went to the city of Madinatul Munawwara, where the great muhaddith Imam Malik would stay. The residence of Imam Malik. Imam Malik ibn Anas radiyallahu ta'ala rahmatullah alayh. Imam Malik was there and he said to Imam Malik that let me be your student. Let me be your student. And he stayed with Imam Malik for years. Until this man who was an alcoholic became a great muhaddith of his time. He became a muhaddith of his time. And how did he become a muhaddith? Let me just tell you one thing. This man who would drink alcohol became the teacher of Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim. The famous Al-Sheikh Abdullah ibn Maslama Al-Qa'nabi. What is his name? Al-Sheikh Abdullah ibn Maslama Al-Qa'nabi. From the teachers of Imam Bukhari and the teachers of Imam Muslim. But in his youth, that is what he was. One meeting with one scholar, one hadith, and after becoming a grand scholar, a muhaddith, he said to his students, that let me go back to Basra, Ghaliban, and let me go and meet my teacher, because of whom Allah created this change inside me, and I want to go and visit Imam Sha'abi. So he traveled, and he left the company of Imam Malik, and he went to Imam Sha'abi. But Allahu Akbar, when he got to that city, he was informed that Imam Sha'abi had passed away. Imam Sha'abi had passed away. It is not impossible for anyone, my respected brothers that are here. If you have some bad habits in front of the computer, or you listen to something which is wrong, or you have a relationship, if you make a firm intention and you say, Ya Allah, you assist me, and I want to change for the better. If somebody like Abdullah ibn Maslama al-Qa'nabi becomes the ustaz of Imam Bukhari and Muslim, then alhamdulillah, Allah can also assist us. Allah can also assist us. Provided that heart is humble to Allah. And how is it humble to Allah? That we adopt this attitude that we say, Sami'na wa ata'na. We listen and we obey to Allah and His Rasul. We listen and we obey to Allah and His Rasul. Don't put your aql on top of the Quran and Hadith. Don't put your intelligence and your experience and what you think and your experience and try to override the Quran and Hadith. Don't do that. Stop and listen and obey. Obey. Listen and obey. This is it. That's all. Whatever Allah and His Rasul has said, that is right. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَمِن دُعَاءٍ لَا يَسْمَعُ. Allah, I seek your protection that this happens to me, that whenever I raise my hands to you, you don't listen to me. Allah, help us. This quality should not be there. Allah, save us from this tragedy. And why does this happen? Because a person is not in the habit of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the complete opposite with human beings. If you go to a human being and ask him 10 times, 20 times, the next time he will see you, he will avoid you, he will ignore you, and if he sees it's your number, he will not pick the phone up, because he knows, ke ye to bhai, shaking his hands will mean 100 pounds. You understand? Example. So they will avoid you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, the more you ask me, the more I get happy and the more I will give you. The more I will give you. It's the complete opposite. And when we stop from guna and sins and when we want to change for the better, then alhamdulillah Allah will accept our dua. And then Allah save us from that soul which is never satisfied. Very quickly, just to conclude, Allah's Nabi is saying, Unzuru ila man asfala minkum. Get in the habit of looking at those that are less fortunate than you. Get in the habit of looking at those that are less fortunate than you. Don't complain, I haven't got this, I haven't got that, I haven't got this. Allah's Nabi is saying, don't look at those that are above you. Look at those that are under you. Look at those who haven't got nothing in this dunya and how much you have. Only then you will appreciate. And make your nafs in the habit of saying, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Allah has given me. Allah has given me. Whatever, Alhamdulillah. Don't complain and do shikayat all the time. And then finally, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, I seek refuge and your protection from that knowledge which is of no benefit. He is hafiz of the Quran, but he doesn't touch the Quran. He is hafiz of the Quran, Allah save us, and he's doing gunahe kabira, major sins. Or that he has knowledge, and he does not put that knowledge to practice. And his habit is such that he knows what is right and what is wrong, but he is not practicing and nobody is also benefiting from him. Nor is he benefiting, nor are people benefiting from him. That is why, who are the best amongst the Muslims? Must we end now? If I was to say to you, who are the greatest Muslims that ever lived? Who are the best of Muslims that lived? The best of Muslims only had two qualities. They only had two qualities. We can be the best of Muslims if we have two qualities. The best of Muslims had two qualities, and that quality was they changed themselves for the better. First quality. And number two, they changed others for the better. They were the best of Muslims. Khatam. Every scholar, every waliullah you see, they changed themselves first for the better, and then they changed others for the better. This is what they did. Sahaba did that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, my respected brothers. Subhanallah, a very, very powerful dua of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we don't know in Arabic, then we should also make this dua in our own language, that Allah make the heart soft. Allah accept our duas all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this soul a soul that will do shukr of the blessings of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us knowledge and open the doors of knowledge in such a way that we can practice also what Allah wants us to do and how Allah can be razi with us. Allah give us all the tawfiq. Inshallah, if you close your eyes and concentrate just for a few minutes and do muraqabah and purify the heart and do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and think that your heart is taking Ismi Azam, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.